Blomqvist hung up and rested his gaze on the notebook on his desk. The National Vehicle Registry had just informed him that the car he had seen at the top of Bellmansgarten, with a blonde woman inside, was owned by Monica Figueroa, born in 1969, and living on Pontoniergarten in Kungsholmen. Since it was a woman in the car, Blomqvist assumed it was Figueroa herself. She had been talking on her mobile and looking at a map that was unfolded on the passenger seat. Blomqvist had no reason to believe that she had anything to do with the Zalachenko Club, but he made a note of every deviation from the norm in his working day, and especially around his neighbourhood. He called Karim in. "Who is this woman, Lotta? Dig up her passport picture, where she works, and anything else you can find." Selberg looked rather startled. He pushed away the sheet of paper with the 9 succinct points that Berger had presented at the weekly meeting of the Budget Committee. Flodin looked similarly concerned. Borgshuur appeared neutral, as always.
"This is impossible," Selberg said with a polite smile.
"How so?"
Berger said.
"The board will never go along with this. It defies all rhyme and reason."
"Shall we take it from the top?" Berger said. "I was hired to make SMP profitable again. To do that, I have to have something to work with, don't you think?"
"Well, yes, but
I can't wave a magic wand and conjure up the contents of a daily newspaper by sitting in my glass cage and just wishing for things."
"You don't understand the hard economic facts."
"That's possible. But I understand making newspapers. And the reality is that over the past 15 years, SMP's personnel has been reduced by 118. Half were graphic artists and so on, replaced by new technology, but the number of reporters contributing to copy was reduced by 48 during that period."
"Those were necessary cuts. If the staff hadn't been cut, the paper would have folded long ago. At least Morander understood the necessity of the reductions."
"Well, let's wait and see what's necessary and what isn't. In 3 years, 19 reporter jobs have disappeared. In addition, we now have a situation in which 9 positions at SMP are vacant and are being, to some extent, covered by temps. The sports desk is dangerously understaffed. There should be 9 employees there, and for more than a year, 2 positions have remained unfilled."
"It's a question of saving money. It's that simple."
"The culture section has 3 unfilled positions. The business section has 1. The legal desk does not even, in practice, exist. There we have a chief editor who borrows reporters from the news desk for each of his features, and so on. SMP hasn't done any serious coverage of the civil service and government agencies for at least 8 years. We depend for that on freelancers and the material from the TT wire service. And as you know, TT shut down its civil service desk some years ago. In other words, there isn't a single news desk in Sweden covering the civil service and the government agencies."
"The newspaper business is in a vulnerable position."
"The reality is that SMP should either be shut down immediately, or the board should find a way to take an aggressive stance. Today we have fewer employees responsible for producing more copy every day. The articles they turn out are terrible, superficial, and they lack credibility. That's why SMP is losing its readers."
"You don't understand the situation."
"I'm tired of hearing that I don't understand the situation. I'm not some temp who's just here for the bus fare."
"But your proposal is crazy."
"Why is that?"
"You're proposing that the newspaper should not be profitable."
"Listen, Selberg. This year you will be paying out a huge amount of money in dividends to the paper's 23 stockholders. Add to this the unforgivably absurd bonuses that will cost SMP almost 10 million kroner for 9 individuals who sit on SMP's board. You've awarded yourself a bonus of 400,000 kroner for administering cutbacks. Of course, it's a long way from being a bonus as huge as the ones that some of the directors of Scandia grabbed, but in my eyes, you're not worth a bonus of so much as one single ora. Bonuses should be paid to people who do something to strengthen SMP. The plain truth is that your cutbacks have weakened SMP and deepened the crisis we now find ourselves in."
"That is grossly unfair. The board approved every measure I proposed."
"Of course the board approved your measures, because you guaranteed a dividend each year. That's what has to stop, and now."
"So you're suggesting in all seriousness that the board should decide to abolish dividends and bonuses? What makes you think the stockholders would agree to that?"
"I'm proposing a zero-profit operating budget this year. That would mean savings of almost 21 million kroner, and the chance to beef up SMP's staff and finances. I'm also proposing wage cuts for management. I'm being paid a monthly salary of 88,000 kroner, which is utter insanity for a newspaper that can't add a job to its sports desk.
So you want to cut your own salary? Is this some sort of wage communism you're advocating?
Don't bullshit me. You make 112,000 kroner a month if you add in your annual bonus. That's crazy. If the newspaper were stable and bringing in a tremendous profit, then you could pay out as much as you wanted in bonuses. But this is no time for you to be increasing your own bonus. I propose cutting all management salaries by half.
What you don't understand is that our stockholders bought stock in the paper because they want to make money. That's called capitalism. If you arrange for them to lose money, then they won't want to be stockholders any longer.
I'm not suggesting they should lose money, though it might come to that. Ownership implies responsibility. As you yourself pointed out, capitalism is what matters here. SNP's owners want to make a profit, but it's the market that decides whether you make a profit or take a loss. By your reasoning, you want the rules of capitalism to apply solely to the employees of SNP, while you and the stockholders will be exempt.
Selberg rolled his eyes and sighed. He cast an entreating glance at Borgsjö, but the CEO was intently studying Berger's 9-point programme.